Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Guess who's not getting a laptop for Christmas? That would be Hunter Biden. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You know who Hunter Biden is, the son exploited by his father, the drug addict, recovering drug addict, who was exploited by his father to run the family's crooked business and insulate the big guy. You don't need a full-blown investigation into the Bidens to know that they have done lots of illegal things. Again, welcome. 844-551-8255. Common sense dictates the conclusion that the Bidens are a crooked family enterprise who have compromised America in so many ways it's ridiculous. And we're going to get to this because of Elon Musk. The question we have to ask ourselves as we start analyzing the Bidens is, what would make the media ignore this? In other words, the greater good, knowing what's going on, is in the public interest. We are the ones who pay the bills. We are the ones who built the government we're supposed to be able to trust. And I can guarantee you, if this were the Trump family we were talking about, you would know with 100% certainty everything that got exposed on December 2nd. By Twitter. And by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about that, but what I want to really get you to understand is how scared the Democrats are and the pressure that is going to be put on Elon Musk. And let's see how the world's richest man fights back against this. Because Elon Musk just proved what the value of Twitter is. Let me tell you something. I'm going to fall on the sword. Twitter was overpriced. If you just look at it from the standpoint of market cap and what they bring in and things like that, Twitter was the most overpriced. It is the biggest theoretical waste of money, $44 billion for a company that's not even making profit. And then, as I said at the time, unless Elon's got a trick up his sleeve, which I don't know what he's talking about, I was like, why would you pay this much for something you know? Look, I'm no shark in Shark Tank, but I know when you've overpaid for a product. And I said at the time, unless Elon is thinking way ahead of something I don't know what he's privy to, this is the biggest overpayment for a company in the history of companies. $44 billion, folks, for a company losing money. And Elon buys it out, fires half the people, then says, we're going to bring some folks back, but we may have to have you pay for that blue check mark, yada, yada, yada. And what does he do? Elon Musk becomes the biggest media outlet in the history of the world over one weekend. Let's go back to these Bidens, though, because we'll get to Elon and more. Oh, my gosh. There is tons there. And if I were Democrats, I'd be looking at how do you take this dude out? Because if this is phase one, you don't want to know what phase two, three, and four are. So while we got all this information on the Bidens, based on common sense, I don't need to be an investigative reporter. I don't have to have gone to journalism school. I don't have to have been a member of the special intelligence services or anything like that to understand exactly what's going on with the Biden family. It's as in your face as the election cheating was. And people, Kevin, let's move on because that's what people are going to want. Let's move on. Okay, let's move on. And then what do we find out? What do we find out? The Democrats want to control the entire narrative. They will tell you, there's no story there. There's no story. No, what story? What are you talking about? We're going to play some clips to remind you of everything these people said about Hunter Biden, what Joe Biden, I don't know anything about what my son's doing. But here's what I want to tell you about the Bidens. While we know all this to be true, we know Hunter Biden's laptop is real. We know Joe Biden is the big guy. I mean, you can pretend you don't know, but we know Joe Biden is the big guy. We know that he was getting 10%. We know that James Biden was complicit, that these people are involved, and there's not been a single raid of anything. And we're talking about national security issues, folks. China, Russia, Ukraine, who knows what other countries? Oh, what a good weekend it was. I don't know how things worked out for you, but we made a lot of progress at the Kevin Jackson Network. We made a lot of progress with Americans for Real Change. We got our 501c3 approval for Seeking Educational Excellence. And I could go on. God has been good to us. But let me tell you what was the best thing that happened. What was trending on Twitter over the weekend? 10% for the big guy. Hashtag Twittergate. By the way, if you hear the beep in the background, it's a smoke detector that's apparently got a problem. Or it's probably the NSA listening in on the show. Who knows? But that's what you're hearing. Hashtag Twittergate. Taibbi. This is the guy that's posting all the stuff, the inside dirt at Twitter. I don't know how this guy knows Elon Musk, but to get this scoop, the biggest scoop in the history of America, this is the biggest scoop. And I'm going to tell you, it ain't over. And the next one was Trump was right, which that one was trending a while back, but it's back in circulation again. So what are we going to be talking about today? Well, in case you've been sleeping under a rock, on December the 2nd, Elon Musk tweeted this. What really happened with the Hunter Biden story suppression by Twitter will be published on Twitter at 5 p.m. Now, what I suggest, because people are, James Woods is like, he's an actor. I'm going to sue Twitter. They were kicking me off. We could all sue Twitter. I don't want to sue Elon Musk, but what I would like to do is sue everybody who were involved with Twitter at the time, because they should be sued. There should be no indemnity from them. Anyway, Elon Musk tweeted that, and all H-E double crooked socks broke loose. And that's why I told you, when the world's richest man overspent for Twitter, I went, I don't get it. He could have gotten it for a far smaller price, but you know what Elon decided? It's worth every penny. Because now I can dominate media. I'm going to get to that here in just a bit. But when I tell you Elon Musk has a plan and he will be dominating media for some time, and this guy can handpick who he wants to be the biggest, baddest journalist on the planet, he can handpick who will be the deliverers of truth. And that's got to scare the left.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Hormel Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've been warning Democrats for years that their lies will come back to haunt them. They like these temporary fake wins. They like these cheated wins. Good for them. Twitter now validates what I've known, and probably most of you have known, about the Bidens, about the Democrats, about the media. So now, what else can we conservatives, seekers of truth, gloat about now that we are getting the expose? We've been asking ourselves about how do we get to this data? How do we get to the proof? I think we're just at the beginning. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look, we can retread Russian collusion. I would say to Elon Musk, go back and let's look at what was going on with Twitter when Russian collusion was being discussed. Go back and let's look at Twitter when Trump, who made one phone call to the president of Ukraine, and suddenly he's extorting them and they want to impeach him. Let's go look at that. Let's go look at the 2000 presidential election and what types of stuff were being going back and forth between the Twitter folks and the DNC and the Biden campaign. Let's go look at January 6th and see what these people were talking about then. Why? What was their rationale for suppressing truth? Let's go look at COVID. And who decided what was the truth and what were the lies? Because we certainly know what the truth and the lies are now. Let's look at the midterms. Let's look at the DOJ. What were they doing? What investigations were they launching? Why were they not looking into the real truth and instead promoting lies? So what are the Democrats doing right now, folks? They're scrambling. They're scrambling. Hillary Clinton would not put on her, you couldn't respond to her tweets. Not that she, I don't think she probably had any and probably won't have any for a while. Because let me tell you, if you want to look at, I don't know what Twitter may have, but let's look at who's in her campaign and how long Twitter's been in existence and what they were doing. What kind of correspondence was Hillary Clinton's campaign doing with Twitter? And oh, by the way, let's not limit this to Twitter. Let's look at Facebook and let's look at the Section 230 ramifications of social media sites who were intentionally lying to us. What are going to be the ramifications when we find out they were intentionally lying, covering up all the COVID stuff we've been talking about for the last 2+ years? We already know they've provided cover for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I will remind you what the biggest trending hashtags on Twitter were. 10% for the big guy. Hashtag Twittergate. Hashtag Taibbi, the guy who's been allowed to break this story from Elon Musk. Hashtag Trump was right. Those are the things that are trending, and rightfully so. I will tell you this, consider any scandal, consider any, quote, conspiracy theory, and now Twitter has the ability to give you the real version of WikiLeaks. I call it TwikiLeaks, because Elon Musk has the goods. They can't get rid of the data anymore. They can't say, oh, it was fabricated or whatever. And all these clowns that left their resist shirts and all the other stuff in the closets at Twitter, I say sue them personally. The Hodge twins tweeted this. Again, yet another one of these things you should be thinking about. So VJJ censored the Hunter Biden laptop story at Twitter so Joe wouldn't get bad press before the election. Then, after the Biden made her an advisor at the Department of Homeland Security, where she worked on making policies to, quote, combat misinformation. This is the person who was over the misinformation campaign at Twitter. I just want to ask you a simple question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If that's the case, would that be considered pay for play? You shut down the story of Hunter Biden. We don't say it. We give you a cushy job when you leave. I want to remind you, Joe Biden told Ukraine, you investigate my son, I'll pull my $1 billion. And what did they do? They stopped the investigation. So they say to Twitter, you investigate, you allow information about my son. I don't know what he can threaten, but here's what I know happened. You don't investigate my son, I give you a cushy job. How about that? Do you think that that's possible in the realm of what the Biden administration would do? Do you think that's possible with what leftists would do, what the Democrats would do, that they would take care of each other with cushy jobs? Because I'm going to tell you something. I have no doubt that's how that happened. Get this. Twitter sent a letter to the FEC about a possible hack. And when you go through what Taibbi said, essentially, these guys tried to act as if there had been a hack and they didn't want this story to get out. They even said it's because of the pornographic element. you know, that Hunter Biden had, that was porn on his computer, his own personal porn. We can't have this story getting out because it violates our standards to let people talk about Hunter Biden's porn. Meanwhile, there's porn on Twitter all over the place. These people intentionally tried to, they didn't try, they intentionally influenced an election by deciding what's good, what's bad. And it's worse, it's far worse than that, because it's not just about the election. The bigger picture, it's about the election in the bigger picture sense that if we can influence people to believe that we are right and they are wrong, that the truth is the lie and the lie is the truth, don't worry about the vote. We'll get you the vote because the Democrats are already cheating. Look, why wouldn't these investigative reporters look into the multitude of ways that the Democrats cheat? Mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots are the bane of our existence. The Democrats use mail-in ballots to do testing, to see who is not going to respond back, and then they steal the vote. That's what they use mail-in ballots for. I got an email on how they do it, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the details. I looked for it again. I couldn't find it. It was a story. But here's what I can tell you. They'll send out 30,000 ballots, and then but they fake it. They pretend they're going to send them out to registered voters, and then they undo it. So there's no paper trail. And then somehow they determine who doesn't respond back. And whoever doesn't respond back, they take those votes and they harvest them. And that's only one way. There's an entire system, a group, there's a whistleblower. He came out and he said, I'll tell you how I did it. But unfortunately, I'm running out of time for this segment, so I'm not going to be able to explain it. But we will when we get back. Keep it here, folks.
Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Teenagers' brains are aging faster due to pandemic-related stress. A study published in Biological Psychiatry, Global Open Science, shows teens experienced higher levels of depression, anxiety, and fearfulness than before the COVID pandemic. Researchers found signs of premature aging in MRI scans. After years of criticism, Apple is making plans to move its major factory production out of China.
Apple is making plans to move some of its production outside of China. It is looking at assembling its products in India and Vietnam. Apple suppliers have been told to plan more activity for production in other parts of Asia. There have been violent protests at the Foxconn factory in China where iPhones and other Apple products are made. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The New York Times has authenticated emails that appear to have come from a laptop abandoned by Hunter Biden in Delaware. The president previously said that the New York Post story about this was a bunch of garbage and that it was a Russian plant. Does he stand by that assessment?
I've pointed to the Department of Justice and also to Hunter Biden's representatives. He doesn't work in the government.
Hunter Biden's former addiction to crack cocaine led to a life he describes as nonstop depravity. He has also acknowledged a federal investigation into his taxes. Congress investigated Hunter Biden's job with a Ukrainian company at the time that his father ran Ukrainian policy in the Obama administration. A Republican investigation, however, uncovered no wrongdoing by then Vice President Biden.
Mr. President, if you run again, Republicans are most likely to go after your son, Hunter, once again. And I wonder what you would like to say about your son and whether any of his troubles have caused conflicts for you or for the United States.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all from that would affect me or the United States relative to my son Hunter.
Republican investigations are likely to resume if Mr. Biden loses either the House or the Senate. And history shows that presidents usually lose seats in Congress in a midterm election.
Welcome back, folks. So you can see why it was important that the Democrats keep the Senate at the very least, and they did. It was also important that they not get really caught up in the red wave, so they cheated, and even though the Republicans have the House, they barely have the House. I would ask you, on that trajectory, what do you think is going to happen in 2024? Are you feeling confident? Because if you are, you're a lunatic. You're an optimist. You're a trombone player with a pager, because you're not going to win in 2024 unless something dramatically different happens. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That is why the Kevin Jackson Network exists. We are not going to follow the GOP. We are not going to follow the methodology that has led to where we are today, where we've got a lunatic maniac in the presidency, his crackhead son setting policy for the United States, cheating in every election you can imagine, and everybody just kind of goes, oh, do-de-do-de-do, it's okay. I talked to some very intelligent folks. Kevin, I mean, I think we just need to stop with our strategy of trying to fix these elections, and we need to move on, and let's move forward and fix them. Let's not look backwards. Well, you know what? How many times are you going to say that? Because you can look backwards in 2020 and know that you got cheated. You can look backwards in 2022 and know that you got cheated. And now you're getting breaking evidence from Twitter that these people are lying. Let me remind you of what the media had to say about Hunter Biden and now what we know about Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Welcome back, folks. I would love to have some investigative or some reporter. You have to be an investigative reporter. Go back and ask every one of those Democrats, every one of those leftists, every one of those media hacks, what do you think now? We know the truth. They're covering for Hunter Biden. That's what they did. They tried to make it didn't matter what came up about Hunter Biden. Somebody was covering for him. It was amazing to watch this play out right before our eyes as we were going, you must be kidding here. I jokingly said, look, there's some crackheads in my family. I would love to get the level of protection for them that Hunter Biden's getting. I'd love for the opportunities that come to my drug addicted family members that Hunter Biden's been afforded and continues to be afforded. Where is he, by the way? All this information swirling about him, where is he? Who's interviewing him? Who's going, you know what? I got Hunter Biden on. What are we going to do now? Are we going to hear about his latest book? Remember when they talked about Hunter Biden? He was talking about his book, and my book is, it's redeeming. It is healing. And it's this and it's that. You must be out of your mind. Hunter Biden is a crackhead who ran a family business, and the reason why the big guy is trending, the reason why Trump is right is trending, the reason why Twittergate is trending is because of what we've already known. There is nothing new under the sun here. Everybody knew it.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden, there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before, there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. Biden, this Biden, did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start it all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. That was Joe Biden 4 days before the election being asked about Hunter Biden, and here's what he said. I want to just recap. Every serious investigator pointed out it's a smear. Well, I would like to know who the unserious ones were. Because the serious investigators were lying. It was not a smear. Then he goes on to say this, in case you missed it. He said, this is classic Trump. He's 100% right. This is classic a guy exposing the lie and telling the truth. It was classic Trump. And then the third thing that he said, there's overwhelming evidence from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. Well, then you know what I say? You need to fire every one of those suckers in the intelligence community, because if they've got overwhelming evidence that the Russians were engaged in the lie of this laptop, they are not doing their jobs. That's what I say. Here's what Donald Trump had to say about the Bidens when he got asked when he was president. And here's Trump's biggest issue is he didn't take this seriously enough. He didn't understand that he had the traitors in his midst. Obama holdovers, people who hated him, and by the way, still do. But here's what he had to say. And again, classic Trump. Welcome back, folks. You know why Trump is hated? Because he tells the truth. He points out the obvious. And the people that don't like him, you might want to try to take a step back and ask yourself why you can't stand somebody who's constantly delivering the truth. It may not be the way you want to hear it.
Oh, if you'd only say the truth a little bit more delicately, then I'll like it.
No, you're not. You're not going to like it any better. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm sorry, I'm not answering your questions, okay? We're talking about the coronavirus. That's what I don't have all day for questions. That's what we're taking now.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the fucking spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the fucking largest fucking LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Wait, CBS, you're telling me Hunter's laptop's real now? And Joe Biden's a big guy? I thought this was just one big conspiracy theory. Well, Primetime reached out to Leslie Stahl at CBS and asked her if she'd be apologizing to the former president for insisting the laptop couldn't be verified. And we haven't heard back. I'm starting to realize Democrat October surprises are all hoaxes and Republican October surprises are all true. You just have to wait until after the election to find out. And to have a free and fair election, you kind of need to know the truth before the election. That way voters can make an honest assessment and not have any regrets. But let's look at the bright side. If the media didn't bury the laptop, Joe Biden would have never been able to give his granddaughter the wedding of her dreams. The one this weekend where Hunter's daughter was able to tie the knot on the South Lawn. Did Hunter even pay for the wedding? Because earlier this year, his sugar brother had to pay back $2 million in back taxes for him. And buried in the reporting of the wedding, Hunter's daughter Naomi, you know, the one who just got married, has been living on the third floor of the White House since the summer. Who else from the Biden family is living at the White House that we don't know about? Is Corn Pop crashing in the Lincoln bedroom? I guess since Hunter is dead broke, President Biden probably had to pony up the cash for his granddaughter's wedding. That's okay. It's just as long as the big guy gets 10% of the wedding gifts, everyone's happy. Wouldn't be the first time Biden got a cut of the China. But back to business. When is the White House finally going to tell the truth about this?
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I could regale you with so many stories about Hunter Biden and clips of Hunter Biden and things that people said about this man that all lead to the cover-up. I mean, look, we got people in our family who are scoundrels. I wrote a book, my first book, The Big Black Lie. You know what it chronicles? My father. My father, he was a horrible person. I mean, bad circumstances created him, but he had choices, and he still took the wrong choices. I'm not covering up for him. I'm not
I understand, he could have been a great guy.
Whatever, look, he did what he did. And it was funny, when one of my friends read my book, I sent him one, and he came out of dinner. Actually, that's not true. I was at dinner, and he called me, I was at a dinner. I was like, yeah, what's up, man? He's like, Kev,
man, how could you be so truthful about what's going on in your family? I go, what is it? Why would I not?
Why would I not? I used to lie about my dad because I was embarrassed. I'm too old to be lying about my dad. He's not me. So why am I concerned? I don't care what you think about. If what my dad did makes you think differently about me, then shame on you. I don't care. You know, I'm going to tell you the truth, and the truth can hurt. And these liars, Joe Biden, I didn't do anything with my son. That is just a blatant lie. It's a lie on the surface. Anybody who is a dad, especially a doting dad, whether your son's business is good or bad, I guarantee you, you know something about it. You know, oh, Dad, I'm thinking about doing a business. Great. Way to go, son. What are you thinking about doing? Or even if you don't go that far, your son's going to call you. He's going to say, hey, Dad, here's what's going on. Hey, way to go, champ. Joe Biden wants you to believe that he's concerned about Hunter in every other way except his business. And oh, by the way, just because I bring Hunter with me on Air Force 2 doesn't mean he's up to something, even though 2 weeks after he gets back from a trip that I took him on, suddenly he's got multi-million dollar contracts, because that's how all crackheads do their business. Come on, people. We're not stupid. Elon Musk dropped a bombshell of information, as you guys know, on Friday, how Twitter suppressed Hunter Biden's laptop story on its platform ahead of the 2020 presidential election, and he's not done yet. But here's what I want you to understand. There was a cabal that said Trump will lose. Now, I want you to remember everything leading up to this. Everybody on the Democratic side drops out immediately almost after South Carolina. Joe Biden was not the preeminent favorite of anything, but they all suddenly dropped out. And so Joe Biden is running unopposed with every candidate, including Buttigieg, who was showing him he could beat him. And there were others. But they miraculously all quit. And then Joe Biden picks Kamala Harris and can't even carry his own primaries. 20% of people thought Joe Biden, of Democrats, thought Joe Biden had dementia. And we're told he's the most popular guy in history. And suddenly, he could do no wrong. They start asking questions about his son. Oh, it's a lie. It's this. It's that. I didn't have anything to do with it. Nobody knows. Whatever. As I said earlier, Joe Biden said every clandestine agency, every major credible source of information, media source, told us Hunter was as clean as a preacher's sheets. Well, streets and whatever, all the other stuff. Okay, clean as a preacher's sheets. And what do we learn? We learn it's all a big fat lie. And so we get this big dump from Twitter, which I'm telling you, I was excited about it, but I'm not excited about it because, oh man, I'm going to learn something new. I'm excited about it because the rest of the country now can't hide from it. Friday evening, Twitter CEO teased that another trove of emails and conversations between Twitter employees would be released sometime on Saturday. So Musk wasn't even done, and we'll get into some of this. Tune in for episode 2 of the Twitter Files tomorrow. That's what he tweeted. So he gave these files to Substack's journalist, a guy named Matt Taibbi. And then Taibbi, over 30 tweets, started sharing this. Let me tell you what Musk did. He threw a wrench into the mainstream media. And for the record, the mainstream media is like a drive-in theater. They are toast. Now, you know how you're going to get your media? You're going to get it on your smartphone. I want you to think of Twitter now as your smartphone in the scenario of the media. Twitter is saying, you know what, you're no longer going to go to the drive-in. You're not even going to go to a movie theater. I'm going to deliver the news right to you. And you know what? It's going to be so salacious because we are the news. Can you imagine the news outlet is the news? That's what news has become, isn't it? The New York Times is a left-leaning rag that does nothing except carry water for the Democratic Party. Now, the New York Post, who reported the truth, is being said to carry water for the Republicans and the right wings. Well, you know what? If I have to choose between the two, the truth and the lie, I'll choose the truth. See, the New York Post reported the truth. And you know what Twitter did? Twitter, all the minions at Twitter, no, the high-ranking people, not the minions. The minions supported it. But all the people at Twitter, especially those high-ranking mucky-mucks, decided we will spread this lie. We will not let anybody talk about Hunter Biden. We will not let anybody disparage the Biden family, connect Joe Biden to it in any way, imply that there was any national security implications or anything involving other, you know, the Russians or the Chinese or whatever. We are not going to let this truth get out. And that's what they did. He said the thread includes screenshots of emails showing that Twitter employees suspended, banned, or censored users who commented on Biden's laptop. You need any more proof? I told you, the more relevant you are, the more the left goes after you. And that's why I'm kicked off Twitter and I'm kicked off Facebook. Our team is relevant. And so are you, by the way.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.